Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, a good friend, John Deeney. John, as you know, is an 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He's his website, his blog, folks, is awakeat2o'clock.com. I encourage you to go there. You'll get smarter when you do. His newest book, Your Exit Map, is absolutely an essential book for any baby boomer, especially baby boomer business. Whether you're, even if you're not about to sell your business, you're going to one. You're going to go out one way or the other eventually. Hey, John, you got some technology though. I want you to tell the audience about.
Yeah, we've been working on this for a couple of years now. The website that I mentioned before, yourexitmap.com, that goes with the book. We talk in the book about a lot of things you can do to see if you're ready, to check your distance to goal, to see what you need on an advisory team, to understand what different buyers are looking for when they look at your company. And we've put a bunch of interactive tools up on that website. It's all free. You can take an assessment, a 20-question assessment, to see how...
on behalf of my audience and everybody who uses it, John, thank you for that. Making it fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun. Yeah. And we love having people use it. I mean, we just did it for the good of the exiting boomers.
You and I were discussing.
I don't travel a whole lot anymore, so I'm not looking to run all over the country doing exit planning for folks.
These are the kind of folks that we have in our brain trust, ladies and gentlemen. We find these people who are like John, who give back more than they take. And that's the reason why we have them around. And as you've heard me say 1,000 times, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. John, and thank you again for that. So, all right, let's talk about building the right team. If you're gonna exit your company, you need to have – it's a process, folks. You don't flip a switch. It's a process. It could take years. To do it right, it should take years. 3 years minimum, 5 years probably, 10 years. Nothing wrong with taking 10 years to plan your exit. One little baby step at a time, but you need the right team around you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the advisory team, and one thing we should mention too, when we say exit, we don't necessarily mean selling to a third party. You know, everybody assumes that, but there's lots of ways to sell to employees, and a lot of people want to sell to family that require a good team. You know, you need a good CPA, you need a good attorney, and when I say good, I don't mean they're good at doing something else for you. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the worst plans I ever did as far as time and delay and rework was the fellow had a business where he was not infrequently sued for slip and fall stuff, you know, just nuisance stuff. And, you know, a door closed on somebody's hand or something. And he had a litigator, a personal injury litigator, that defended all these things routinely. And he insisted on having this guy draft all the documents for the stock transfers and the compensation plans for the employees to buy his company. And it took forever because the guy didn't know what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need somebody that's familiar with these transactions. You need a CPA who does more than just do 1140s every year, you know. Who has some idea of transaction work, you know, an exit planner. There aren't many of us around. There's certainly less than 250 full-timers in the United States like me. But, you know, they can help guide you. But there's a lot of other folks that can help guide you, too. As I said, you'll probably need a valuation, but it's not that expensive. And you want somebody that does business values,
You also need somebody to help you understand, in my opinion, John, how to sort of unfocus your eyes and allow lots of possibilities of buyers in. Don't presume that you know why somebody is going to want to buy your business. There could be 100 reasons that would fit their circumstance that you would never think about, and they might pay you a premium because what you have fits. It's the corner of their puzzle they haven't got yet, and if yours fits that corner, they'll pay you a premium for it, and you had no way of knowing it.
Very true.
And don't care. And by the way, don't care who buys it, right?
Right. There's a bunch of if you do care, you know, that's when we do a lot of internal transfers, because when I sit down from a coaching perspective and I talk to a client, first thing I want to know is what's more important,
Right.
The proceeds or your legacy. And when an owner starts telling me, well, I want to make sure the employees keep their jobs, I want to keep my name
That's
on
important.
The door, I want to stay in the local
That's
neighborhood,
important. Yeah.
Then it's a different kind of planning.
Yeah. Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website again, please.
YourExitMap.com.
All right, so check it out.
Go there, you'll find a whole bunch of stuff.
John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.